Hineni sholeach malachi upino derech lefanai. It's very interesting usage of the word God will send his messenger, and that's the guy's name, Malachi. That's probably what made the commentaries say that he actually had a different name, Mordechai or Ezra, the opinions I mentioned in the beginning. Right? So I'm sending up my messenger, Upino Derech Lefanai. He's going to spread across a path, like in the Haftorah, the beginning of Yom Kippur, and Yishayahu says, Panu Derech, Upitom! Yavoel Hechaloha Adon Asher Atem Evakshim. It'll happen suddenly. Now, who is this Malach HaBris? Who do we say is this Malach HaBris? The angel of Bris. Who did we invite this morning to the gross Bris? Eliyahu. Eliyahu is the Malach HaBris. Hinei Malach HaBris, Eliyahu Zachor L'Tov, right? Why is Eliyahu the Malach HaBris? So most people would say...
It's to atone for saying bad things.
Oh, exactly. Most people would say Eliyahu was invited. He's the record keeper for who's doing the Bris. You know why? Because it's the Haftorah of Parshas Kisisa. When Hashem asked Eliyahu, tell me, what's on your mind, Eliyahu? He complains about Bnei Yisrael. He bitterly complains about them. Right? And he says, you know, Ribono Shel Olam, I'm the only one who still worships you. Everyone's worshiping Baal. They've destroyed all of your holy places. And I'm the only one who keeps to your bris. They're not keeping bris. They're not even doing bris milah anymore. So in the next pasuk, it's not me talking, this is the Mechilten, but in the beginning of Parshas Bo, makes this point that Eliyahu was fired, especially according to the opinion that Eliyahu was Pinchas and he's been giving prophecy for a long, long time. Eliyahu was fired. Hashem tells him, get Elisha ben Shafat, Navi Tachtecha. He tells him, I don't want a Navi who tells me Bnei Israel aren't doing the bris. If they're not doing a bris, get them to do a bris, and then report to me how many are doing bris. Okay? So you know what Eliyahu has to do? It's a punishment. Let's go to every bris and record who's doing the bris and go back up to Shemayim and say, Rabbanu Shalom. So he's the Malach HaBris, and he's going to come up again in this chapter. Alright? Umi mechal kelis yom ba'o, umi ha'omeid behiro so, ki ke'esh mitzareif ukeboris mechabsim. Right? When that day comes, remember the Talmud says at the end of Maseches Sanhedrin, a number of Amoroyim, I want the day to come, but I don't want to be alive when it comes. What do we call those days? Chevlei Mashiach, right? Near Zmiros on Friday night. The Tanakh refers to it this way, the Gemara's. Chevle Mashiach, because it's like a birth process. It's great pain. We look forward to what happens afterwards. Great, great gift afterwards. But it's not an easy thing to experience on the way. Right? If not for the chait in Gan Eden, maybe it would have been a different manifestation. But Lamaisa, there's some great pains. And Yirmiyahu is talking about who can even survive such a time? Right? V'yashav mitzareifu mitzaher. It's great siruf, a great purge. There will have to be a process whereby these Kohanim and Levim, these Shevet Levi, will be purified. Let me tell you something. To see the spectacle of what happens on Sukkos at the Kotel, all those Kohanim, we're on the way. I have full expectation that if Yishayahu, if Malachi would see the way that the Shomrei Torah are behaving today, right? Rosh Hashem, one of our daughters married a Kohen, and he described to me his efforts of getting up there and spreading out his hands and blessing his people. I think they'd be proud of us. Look, we have a long way to go. While more Jews ate matzah this past Pesach than ever before in Jewish history, more Jews also ate chametz this past Pesach than ever before in Jewish history. You know, just put that in the same pipe, you know. But the point is that we have a lot of work to do. But still, those who are doing the work is great pride. So he's saying, I'm going to fix over those Kohanim. Now the Hadaf Torah of Shabbos HaGadol starts. And I can turn things back to the way it used to be. Now you see, we're coming to a close. It can be like it used to be at the time of Aaron. The Karafti Alechem LaMishpat. Now Malachi is turning over a new leaf of the book. He is turning to social disorder. You know, until now we've been discussing, right? He didn't discuss that yet. Chagai doesn't. Zechariah a little bit says MS for Shalom, you know, seek truth and peace and stock and mishpat. No question about it. There's Zechariah does, chapter 7 and 8 of his book. And he hints at it earlier in the book as well. But here he's saying, you know what? There are still sorcerers, there are adulterers, people who swear falsely, people who abuse workers, people who abuse almanos, yasam. All right, so there's still work to do in that area too. Okay, ki ani Hashem lo shanisi v'atem b'nei Yaakov lo chalisem. We're coming full circle in the book. I remember what I did to Edom. I'm not going to do that to you. Right? L'mimei avoseichem sartem michukai v'lo shmartem shuvu elai v'ashuvu aleichem amar Hashem tzvakos v'amartem b'meno shuv. It's a big machlokas in Daf Tzadik Zion in Maseches Sanhedrin over whether Hashem has to return to us first or we have to return to Hashem first. The Gemara's conclusion is like Rabbi Yehoshua, who says that Hashem will return to us whether we return or not, just that it'll be sooner if we return. But Eliezer says, no, Hashem won't return to us unless we return. And while the Gemara's conclusion seems to be like Rabbi Yehoshua, the Rambam Paskins, like Rabbi Eliezer, Ein Yisrael Nigolin Ela B'tshuva. It must be a tshuva process. It doesn't mean with every Jew. It has to be a Baal tshuva process. We're on our way. We're on our way. The fact that we'd have to do tshuva means that there was a turn away from Shmir Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras Mishpach, etc. Now there has to be a return to it. Let's do our work. Everybody bring back one person. Right? So that's the that's what he's saying here is Malachi's citation of Shuva Eliva, Shuva Elechem is Rabbi Eliezer. Return to me and I will return to you. The Gemara's conclusion is, "Bi'itachi shena." I'll return in its time, but I'll hasten it if you do tshuva. Okay, and you say, "How can I return?" Hayikba adam elokim ki atem kov elohim. I should say, ki atem kovim osi v'amartem b'mekvanucha. I'll tell you how. Hamaser v'atruma. Back to Kohanim. No. This is the people who give the truma to the Kohan. All right. Does a person show contempt to their God? No. They'll change their God before they do that. You don't show contempt to your God that you believe in, but you do. I tell you to give Truma and Maser, and you don't. And now we're back to a sort of a Kohen situation, right? So everything is a cycle. Kohanim are going to say we can't serve Hashem because the people aren't giving us the Trumas and Maisers that they should. The people don't want to give Trumas and Maisers because look at the Kohanim. We don't want to give Trumas and Maisers to people who behave like that. Right? So he says, Haviu. You know what? You don't have the resources. This sounds a little like Chagai now. You don't have the resources and you blame it on me. Bring all the trumas and the maisers and you'll see. Give your tzedakah. I'll open up the heavens. And you can challenge me on it. Marantinus says that when it comes to giving tzedakah, you can actually challenge Hashem. A very endearing story between Reish Lakish's son and Rabbi Yochanan about what he was taught in yeshiva and how his Rebbe taught him that when it comes to giving tzedakah, you can put tzedakah in a box and say, God, I challenge you, I'm giving this tzedakah so that this person should have a refuah shleima. And it's not like tu kavodim amisham shnas haravam anas lakava pras, as Taisvis points out. You can say it's a special din in tzedakah like this pasuk, but Taisvis says, no, you can do that with any mitzvah. As long as if the
not
person
take the tzedakah out,
absolutely,
well.
But you don't take the tzedakah out if he doesn't get well. But I have every right to say I'm putting on tefillin today so that this person who's in the hospital should get better tomorrow. So here it says b'chanuni nebazos, you can challenge God when it comes to giving tzedakah. V'ga'arti lachem ba'ochel v'lo yeshchis lachem es pri adama pasuk gedalef v'lo tishakel lachem agefen basadeh amar Hashem tzvakos. Listen, I control the weather. I control the rain. Up to now, the grapes have been like orphaned. The things haven't worked for you, but I can change that very quickly. Pitom, like it said in the beginning of the parak, Vishurascham kol agoyim ki siyutem eretz chepetz amar Hashem tzvakos. The nations shall validate you, like Yeshayahu says at the end of his book. The end of days will come with profound help from the Gentiles. They'll help you even in the mikdash itself. I think we're realizing that as well in some areas. Chazku alai divreichem amar Hashem v'amartem manid barnu alecha. Your words are harsh on me, God says. And people say, how? In what way? Amartem shavavod Elohim. Umam betza ki shamarnu mishmarto v'chi olachnu kedor anis mipnei Hashem tzvakos. You say, we worship God for nothing. I just heard that statement from some friend who said, I don't know who the person is, but he said, it's a friend whose father Nebuch died from pancreatic cancer. It took him very quickly. And he said, I prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed, and Hashem didn't listen to me, so I don't want to wear tefillin anymore. I said, all right, religion is an opium for you. Think Hashem is just a service for when you get what you want? And how do you know what this means? How do you know what this means in the scheme of things, in the big picture? Right? Some people are answered. Pancreatic cancer is not usually one of them, by the way. It's terrible, terrible machala. But you know, there was a family that was stricken with a deformed child in the 30s. And they could have spent their whole life cursing their day and their God because of this terrible misfortune. Instead, what did they do? They petitioned Eleanor Roosevelt to help deformed children, and they started an organization called the March of Dimes, which has helped thousands and thousands of children live with having that kind of machala. And if they had not had a deformed child, would they have been a happier family? Maybe. But Hashem wouldn't have had the big picture of saving all these children. So everyone gets a pekala. It's just a matter of what you do with it. Because everyone can kvetch and kvetch about what's happening to them. Or you can wipe yourself up after falling 7 times, get up again, and do something about it. Right? So the people here are doing all the kvetching, and they're turned backwards, and they said it's worthless to serve Hashem. The Gemara in Chagiga makes a drasha on this, and Tosfos actually points to this pasuk, that there's a gematria here about that if you serve Hashem 100, if you learn the Gemara 101 times, it's serving Hashem more than if you learned it 100 times. Because every little thing counts. Right? And then derive it from this pasuk actually. When you speak to one another, when two people are learning, two people are sharing Torah, and two people are sharing good things, Hashem is listening. He writes it down. Even people are just chosh veshmo. Just think about these things, and you're on the right track. And I'll have rechmanis on you. A man has rechmanis on his son, but his son who serves him, oh, there's no greater nachas than that. And you'll be able to see between a tzaddik and a rasha. Here is the Gemara makes a Tosfos makes a drasha on this. Oved Elohim la'asher is 101, lo avado is 100. That makes the connection to that. So every little thing, every little service is recognized. If you don't see it immediately, all right, you'll see it later. Don't see everything right up front. Even Moshe couldn't see God's face straight up front, but he saw God's back, which is to see it in retrospect. Remember, there's a certain museum you walk into and you say, look at this picture. It's a big picture, about 20 feet long. You say, oh, it's a bunch of circles. It's nonsense. Now it says, go walk across the hall and you look at it from there and you say, oh, that's Abraham Lincoln. You can't miss it. You're looking at it from 200 feet away. Right? So too, you see things from a distance and you'll understand it better. This is the Yom Hashem we were talking about. This day is coming. And it's going to be a disastrous day. Zechariah Perek Yud Dalid speaks of it with greater length. Yecheskel Perek Lamed Zion. We call it Mechemes Gog Umagog, right? Even though those words never appear in the Tanakh. Malbim says that the Gog and Magog's gematria is 70 to say that it's going to be a world conflict. Right? Some say we're in World War IV now. It's World War I, World War II, the Cold War was World War III, and now the against Islamic extremism is World War IV. But it's going to be a worldwide struggle. And when it comes, those who serve Hashem will be saved from it. But others will be like ashes underfoot. But I warn you, the most important warning is if you Taras Moshe Avdi, as if though at that time, as if though we're saying that at that time there will be those who say we should forget the Torah of Moshe. Right? This, as I said early on, is a harbinger against Christianity. Malachi, I would certainly feel, knew prophetically that there would be a movement afoot amongst Jews one day in the future where some Jews would say, we should not, and then change their, Christianity was a branch of Judaism until 325. At the Council of Nicaea, they changed Saturday to Sunday, they changed Pesach to Easter, and they made certain changes, but it was no longer any connection to Judaism. But these people said we don't have to keep Torah anymore. It's the worst turn from Hashem. So Malachi said, listen, the last message in Tanakh, Zichru Torah Moshe Avdi. Right? Christianity claims that all the prophets of the Old Testament, of the Tanakh, knew about the advent of Jesus and prophesied and foretold it. Nonsense! If Malachi knew that one day someone would come and change the Torah, why would he say this thing? Look, Yeshua himself in the New Testament says, I come not to change the law of Moses. Right? But it's a corruption, a terrible corruption. It's a tenet of our faith. It will not be a different Torah than the one Hashem gave us at Sinai. Zichru Torah Moshe Avdi Asher Tzivisi Oso B'chorev Al Kol Yisrael Chukim U'Mishpatim. Hine Anochi Sholech Lachem Eis Eliyah Hanavi. It's not called Eliyahu. There's a Gemara in Erevin that says that with the destruction of the temple, a lot of people's names changed from with the Vavs drop. Like Ovadyahu becomes Ovadyah.
Why?
Right? That Yud, God's name is Kiviyachol shortened. So Yud He. Kiyodok Heis Ka. That until Amalek is destroyed, the name is shortened. Ve'hishiv lev avos habanim ve'lev banim avosam. As Rashi says beautifully, b'shvil banim. The parents will return because of the children. This may be the first generation of Jews since Matan Torah. Now that I started saying that, you're waiting for a very exciting, groundbreaking statement. You hear that again? The first generation of Jews since Matan Torah, where the children know more Torah than the parents. Generally now, because of the year in Israel, right? The parents are, you know, Holocaust survivors very much, and they're near descendants, and they didn't have a chance to be in Cheder. They didn't have a chance to learn so much. We're a very fortunate generation. We're much wealthier. We had a chance to go to yeshiva and can send our kids. My son's interested. Can get out to work already? Instead, we could send him to yeshiva. Spend a lot of money and send him to yeshiva. Another year in Israel. These things are not cheap, right? But it's such an important thing that your kids are growing up with steeped in Torah. So that's what he's saying. Le banim alavosam b'shvil banim, that the fathers will come back. Pen avobi kesias aretz cherem. Oy vey, Malachi, why did you have to end this way? If you don't do this, I'm going to destroy everything. So because of this, the Masara says, read the pasuk again. Hineinu shichri sholech lachem. You see it? So on Haftorah, Parshas Shabbos HaGadol, The liturgically, we read this pasuk again. It happens four times. Koheles ends on a bad note, so we read the pasuk Sof Devar Kol Nishma again. Right? Malachi is here. Eicha, Hashiveinu Hashem Alechem Neshuvah Chadesh Menet Kekedem, because the last pasuk ends on a bad note. And Yeshayahu, the Haftarah of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, V'hayami Dechodesh Bechodesho, we repeat it because Yeshayahu also ends on a bad pasuk. We don't want to end in a bad way. So we say it again. Hinei Anochi Sholech Lachem Eisal Yonabi Lifnei Bo Yom Hashem HaGadol V'Hanara, and we look forward very much speedily soon for the day where Vivas Elon and Besoros Tavos Yeshuos Venachamos. Shkoyach, everyone. Shkoyach.